Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Good morning, Tucson and the world at large.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Cannabis Kid. Good
morning, Bellstar.
Good morning, Space Queen.
Tech Guy.
This is like an episode of Captain Kangaroo. And I see Tech Guy. I see Space Queen. I see Cannabis Kid. Good morning, everybody. I don't know, you guys are probably not old enough. Tech Guy's laughing, but I don't know if you remember Captain Kangaroo.
Uh-huh.
Whatever happened to that guy? I'm a little scared to death.
What, HR and parking stuff? In the polka dot door?
All right.
Okay.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, we won't get into that. How's it going?
September.
You want to know what today is? 10th. September 10th, but guess what today is?
I don't know.
Two and a half years of Weed Day Wednesday.
Two and a half years. How long have I been on Weed Day Wednesday?
Ooh, probably 2 years of that.
No way.
Yeah, I would say almost. Darn near 2 years. We'll have to look that up.
I've been with you guys for 2 years, so it might be.
Could be.
Because was I doing?
You were doing it right before.
You were doing marijuana. Yeah. You were on marijuana.
We were over at
The old studio.
Yeah, the old studio.
Well, welcome. This is a special day. All right.
A week in review.
Yeah, 2.5 years. Good morning. This is a special show. We have the owner of Earth Healing is going to come on in just a little bit. We've got some special events to tell you guys all about, and we're just going to talk about marijuana for about
an hour here.
Questions,
call in.
We'd
like to hear from
you.
646-915-8421. You can call in, you can blog in. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, there's a radio link there, and you can click on that. You can follow us live. You can listen to past shows. We've got some amazing past shows to listen to, in addition to some really fun upcoming shows. What's today? The 10th. So next week, there's going to be a special there's going to be a special article in the Tucson on the Tumbleweed Health Center.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good one. So we look forward to that next week. I'll tell you all about tumbleweeds and how you can get the best and least expensive certifications in town. I'll tell you about their wonderful radio show, which hopefully you're telling your friends about now. So, yeah, what's going on, Cannabis Kid? What's going on in the cannabis world, we know. Which is what we're here for. What do you got?
Well, I don't have anything on my screen right now, but I
got nothing.
I did tell my friend that I was going to tell him about my little arts and crafts event that we had on Monday while it was, I don't know, we were floating away here in Tucson.
Yeah, we were floating away in Tucson, and sadly there were some deaths.
Some tragic.
Very tragic deaths, but anyway, had an arts and craft day because it was a rainy day.
Rainy day, so you stay inside. Work was called off, and so we made little bubblers, I guess they would be.
No, they're bongs. That's a bong.
You'd say that's a bong?
You betcha. Yeah, that's an actual bong. It's a Buddha bong.
It's a Buddha bong.
Yep.
That is
gnarly. It's awesome.
Oh, Space King just got here.
Space
Welcome,
King's
Space King.
Here.
What's up, guys?
He had had a little pack of these little Buddha beers. I think it's called Lucky Buddha Beer.
Yeah.
And we drilled a little hole in it and made a little water bomb.
That's awesome. Carbless.
Carbless.
So easy to use.
We did notice that there is going to be some reformatting on this one.
Going back to the drawing board.
Yeah, it didn't work as well as his, so we're going to have to see that through. But I just wanted to give a shout-out to the plant guy.
Yeah, plant guy shout-out.
Plant guy shout-out.
For the Buddha bong.
For the Buddha bong.
We'll
it was a great arts and crafts day.
We'll
we had a really good time.
Yeah, awesome. Well, it sure is pretty.
It is pretty.
Sure is pretty.
Think it, like I said, back to the drawing boards on just a couple things there. But
well, and speaking about being creative and artistic with your cannabis, I found a wonderful article. You can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and click on the news section. It's the first one about alternative acoustics. Look at this beautiful hemp guitar. Canadian hemp guitars. Hemp has a million and one uses, from clothing to concrete. And now Canadian hemp guitar owners, Boyd Pello and Stuart Burrows, are bringing the complex genius of the material straight to musicians' fingertips with their own luthiers, creating amazing guitar designs and a lot of ingenuity and innovation. Boyd and Stuart have taken the world's most functional plant and turned it into the world's most rockin' machine, the cannabis guitar. Just a few years ago, CHG was established to create a sustainable small production facility that would hand-make high-quality hemp instruments for the working musician. Boyd is the head luthier for the company and has experience building, repairing, and designing acoustic and electric guitars for over 20 years. Back in 2012, Boyd joined forces with his longtime friend and musician Stuart Burrows to create the company Canadian Hemp Guitars, CHG. Stuart is an award-winning singer-songwriter, guitarist, and harp player, and is an advocate for the use of hemp products along with running the business side of CHG. That's awesome. Using a material like hemp started as more of a research endeavor, it quickly became a versatile material that they had been looking for. Hemp guitars currently has one guitar shape that is reminiscent of vintage Masonite guitars like Dan Electro, and that model be configured with different components such as a P90 or a set of humbucker pickups. Very nice. The bridge has the option of a two-o-matic style that is used on Les Paul or a Big B style tremolo, and one of the most interesting parts of the build process is the fact that Boyd uses what's known as a zero fret neck. This technique is not common in modern day production, but adds a great deal of sound to every note played and has been resurrected by luthiers who replicate vintage guitars. Each guitar is also available with a custom paint job. With names like Purple Haze, Acapulco Gold, and Panama Red, or it can be clear coated for a more natural look. As a material, hemp and wood don't seem that similar, but Boyd experimented enough with the material to know that it could be substituted for wood in some cases. Once we've compressed this stuff into a high-density fiber board, all the specs are very, very close to that of wood, of tone wood, he explains. In some categories, they exceed, and in some they are the same, and in some slightly less. This allows CHG to produce an extremely sustainable an affordable musical instrument without having to engage in deforestation and elaborate milling processes.
Awesome.
Oh, that is great. A beautiful instrument. Get creative with your cannabis and save the earth at the same time. I love it. And you can name your guitar.
I love how they intertwine the colors.
Oh, they're beautiful.
With those flavors.
If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, look at the, oh yeah, with the flavors and names. Mm-hmm. But the guitar itself is just a gorgeous guitar. That pressed hemp is really awesome. What do you got there? You got last month. This month came out in the email. We've got the director's blog announced last month. Which part? We talked a little bit about it.
Protecting children from accidentally eating marijuana edibles.
Go for it. We should talk about that.
The Poison and Drug Information Centers in Arizona recorded the number of toddlers that have accidentally eaten marijuana-infused treats and or edibles. There are two centers, one in Phoenix, Banner Good Samaritan Hospital, and the other in Tucson, the U of A College of Pharmacology. The Phoenix Center receives phone calls related to various poisoning incidents in the states, including few but relevant cases of accidental ingestion of marijuana-infused edibles by children.
Prior to the AMMA, very few children were reported to have experienced accidental ingestions of marijuana-infused edibles. According to the center in Phoenix, after the AMMA became effective in 2011, the number spiked from 4 to 12 children. Now, they're 3 years after the AMMA, these numbers appeared to have declined. The number of reported incidents dropped to 8 in 2012, 5 in 2013, and so far this year, according to the toxicologist at the center, reports from callers suggested that children were were attracted to marijuana-infused brownies, cookies, gummy bears, and the center recommended that the parents treat marijuana like any other drug and keep it away from children. It is always a potential problem, even if the numbers aren't very impressive. The Centers of Toxicologists said, if a children has symptoms after marijuana exposure, we would want them to go to the emergency department ASAP. Even before marijuana became legal for medical use, the center would get calls every now and then about children getting into marijuana, added the center's toxicologist. Now that marijuana is coming into a more attractive forms, these products need to be locked up. Parents and grandparents need to keep in mind that it's still a drug and needs to be handled very carefully. The director of Arizona's Poison and Drug Information Centers in Tucson agrees. Since 2010, doctors reported treated 4 toddlers with potential exposure to marijuana. One patient was 2 years old, another was 1, and 2 were 10 months old. Wow. Where were you leaving it at?
Well, did you shove it in his mouth?
That's
10 months old?
That's the scary part.
Right. On the coffee table.
That's the scary part.
No.
That it was probably fed to them. I mean, we're 2 were admitted to. It says 2 were admitted to the hospital, and 2 were observed in the emergency room. Tucson Center director stated all children did well as an outcome. That's good. That's really good.
It's not going to kill them.
Right.
It's not going to make them feel good.
Right. Just it's going to scare. I think more than anything, it's scary. According to the center, the concentration of the THC, which is the chemical that creates a feeling of being high in modern marijuana, often is higher than it was 20 years ago and can easily lead to children becoming comatose. Mm-hmm. Additionally, the suspicion...
I want to know the resource or the source of that one. Big time. Anyone going into a coma from marijuana ever.
And this is... According to the center... concentration, the THC, which is the chemical that creates the feeling of being high in moderation, marijuana often is higher than it was 20 years ago and can easily lead to a child becoming comatose. Additionally, the suspicions of the ingestion may not be noticed immediately after eating marijuana as opposed to smoking marijuana. The effects of marijuana can be recognized almost an hour after ingesting it, about 10 minutes after inhaling. The effects of marijuana peak about 2 to 3 hours and after ingestion, or about 30 minutes after smoking. If you have any questions or concerns about symptoms following confirmed or possible marijuana ingestions or inhalation that appears to cause distress, Poison Control Hotline is 1-800. Call in Poison Control. Experts are available 24 hours a day, 365. Callers will be asked to provide general information. General demographic information and may remain anonymous if they choose. It's free.
Where did you get this article?
This is the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act blog newsletter that comes out monthly. They need to check their facts, and I'm sure this came from Poison Control because they're the one that are noted and
someone needs to
their phone number. Because, come on, just their definition of how the effects come on to you in the... Anyway. Do your research, folks. This is what we're here. I would say know-it-alls. No one knows it all. No one knows it all.
And
however,
we know that marijuana hasn't hurt anyone, and I think the comatose, I think in a lethargic state would be maybe a better term to use because... I mean, the amount.
I've never heard of anyone going into a coma from cannabis.
I've heard of them getting a really good night's sleep.
Yeah,
I
like
mean,
a good 12, 14 hours.
Right.
Like, who doesn't need
definitely.
That? I mean, you might feel guilty for not getting some chores.
And when you
done,
say comatose, it means brain is not working.
Yeah.
Well, usually when
and
somebody,
that's the word. And that's the word.
Usually when somebody's in a deep sleep, their brain is not working.
That's the word
well,
I'm looking at.
And
I don't
so
know what to tell you,
we won't go into the definition
you can
of comas, but this is getting just a little ridiculous.
Was there like a doctor in the house hooking them up to a machine or something?
Well, you want to know what the government has to say about all this? They're growing more pot for research. The federal government has decided to increase their marijuana supply for research. The DEA announced last week that they will increase their marijuana production quota from a meager 21 kilograms to a whopping 650 kilograms in order to meet the supply. Do the math, tech guy. What percentage? I mean, that
wait,
is
wait,
a huge. 21 kilograms to 650 kilograms.
Ooh.
A farm at the University of Mississippi in Oxford is federally permitted to grow a set amount of marijuana to be used in clinical trials. All protocol must first be approved by the DEA, FDA, and the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse before administering marijuana to human test subjects. Marijuana advocates have been quick to point out that in the past, the majority of research being done by the federal government on marijuana has been designed to point out all the potential harms rather than the many therapeutic benefits. A spokesperson for the research said, "The additional supply of cannabis to be manufactured in 2014 is designed to meet the current anticipated research efforts involving marijuana. This projection of increased demand is due in part to the recent increased interest in the possible therapeutic uses of cannabis. There are currently 8 trials being done on marijuana's effects on humans, but only 2 are devoted to the research of the plant's benefits." So they really are trying to prove, but that's
what?
The problem. They're going to spend so much money trying to prove harmful.
This is my favorite thing.
Why must you weaponize everything?
Well, they're scrutinizing marijuana and cannabis, all of these, like, the Super Vicodin just came out. There's the sleeping
pills.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah. Like, what
Super
about all
Vicodin.
These things that are actually creating comatose people when they actually take the sleeping medication? What about those?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
You know? I love. I just. Do your research.
Yeah. Do your research.
Do your research.
Well, you know who's done their research is Earth Healing, and this is one of the finest dispensaries here in Arizona. They have done a great job at getting education and information to patients along with fine tests of cannabis. They have a beautiful dispensary and hopefully
they just put on an amazing
on air
event.
Now. Yeah, they just put on an incredible medical marijuana event for Tucson, and we're going to have Vicky Pucci Phaedra on right now from Earth Healing. We're going to say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Vicky. Good morning. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Bellstar and Cannabis Kid here. How are you?
How are you doing,
Thank
Vicky?
Thank you for having me, Kim. I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's so good to hear. We were sorry we missed you last week. You weren't feeling well. We know how that goes. Life happens, and we're glad you're feeling better, and you're here to tell us all about, well, marijuana and your industry. And we know last night there was a big council meeting. Can you you can fill us in on that, too? But tell us a little bit about yourself and Earth Healing and just how wonderful you are.
So Earth Cubing is one of 10 medical marijuana dispensaries here in Tucson. And we just did have that event. We had about 500 people. You guys at Tumbleweeds were kind enough to be one of our sponsors. And you were there, so you know how successful it was. And we just wanted to reach out and have people get more educated, answer their questions, and it worked out really well.
It sure did. And who was all participating?
Well, we had most dispensaries in Tucson, and we had you guys for our certification center. And then we had also alternative pain people there, alternative healing. And we had concentrate experts and also edible experts joining us.
Wow. And those are big parts of what's going on in the cannabis community now are the concentrates and edibles for sure. Now,
right.
when why did you decide to have this event? What made you decide to invite, you know, 500 of your closest marijuana friends to a party?
Well, the whole idea behind the MMJ for Tucson was for us to give back to the community, and there's so many people that have, well, let's just say that they don't really understand what the industry is doing and how it's really medicinal and not so much recreational. And that's why we had it. We wanted to give back, have a big party for everybody, and just make sure that everybody gets educated at the same time.
What did you guys, and now we know that there were different, you guys had prizes and giveaways. Who was this event mainly for? Did you see, were there a lot of young people there, old people, or anybody in between?
The event was for our patients, of course, to give back. And like I said, everything was free for them. And also for people who just want to understand what medical marijuana is about. The people who don't know, who just, and there's a whole lot of hoopla out there, and there's, you know, political issues, and we just wanted to get down to what this plant really does and why it's so good for people.
Wow. Well, Vicki, did you see, I know at the Tumbleweeds booth we had a lot of people who were not even patients yet, and just wanting to, that need for knowledge and wanting to know all about this plant. Did you see the same as well?
Yes, we saw a whole bunch of people who are wanting to get their medical marijuana patient card, but didn't know whether they qualified, number one, didn't know how to do it, how the process works. We saw a whole bunch of people, and they came and they thanked us.
Yeah.
You guys had a full table there. You guys were busy as heck.
It was great.
Yeah,
we had a great time.
Yeah, it was a wonderful.
No, I mean, obviously, this is something that the Tucson community wanted and needed. And do we see it coming up in the near future?
Yes, our intent is to continue to have outreach programs for the community. So this one, we're just grateful that people came out, and because it was so successful, we will be having more, for sure.
Yeah, that's people's biggest question is, when is the next one?
let's recover from this one first, and then we'll get to the next one.
Oh, there's no time for recovery. They won it yesterday. It was really successful. We've had people come in from the event just to see who we are, to buy hemp products, to talk about dispensaries, to ask more questions. I mean, the 3 hours actually turned into about 5, and it wasn't long enough.
You had people getting there at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, there were people there. The event started at 6. People were showing up at 5. It ended at 9. They stayed till 10. So the cannabis consumers of Tucson turned a 3-hour event into a 5-6-hour event, and it was spectacular. It was a wonderful turnout.
And I think what you did by bringing all those communities together, Vicki, you created a bond that's I think people are wanting more of that.
It.
They liked it.
They
liked the way the feeling of actually not having to hide in a closet anymore.
Yep.
There was other people out there like them feeling and
they were
hurting the
and
same
nervous.
Way, scared,
yep.
nervous.
And
I think by you having this event really just opened it up, and the news was there talking about it, and it was just such a positive thing that you guys did. So congrats on that.
You know, it's always so nice. It was such a good feeling to see this huge party. Where do you have a party of 500 people and there's no rioting, no rowdy, nothing, no aggression? It was just so nice to see everybody getting along, everybody just being happy to be there. So I can't wait for the next event.
Yes.
Well, I was very excited about the big Earth Grow banner that I saw right in front of us the whole time, and I wanted to know a little bit more about that. I know that you guys have a grow going on. Are there new, what strains are you guys going to start bringing in that maybe we haven't seen here in the Arizona area before?
That's a, oh my gosh, we're so excited. Last night we had the city council and mayor approve allowing us to have unlimited grow space. So Earth Grow is on its way up. We're going to open up a huge warehouse. We already have about 7 different new strains that are coming out this week that we grew ourselves. But with this new variants that the city allowed us, we're going to be able to grow most of our medicine ourselves. And that's very exciting for us because we usually have really, really good top quality meds.
That's really good to hear. And it's nice because one thing that patients don't find that they really, really need is consistency in strain types. Patients will go into a dispensary, they find something that works perfectly for their ailment, they go back next week, it's gone. And you can't have that. It's like going to Rite Aid and, we're out of Tylenol this week. You know, sorry, you're going to have to try ibuprofen. Might not work.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had the same issue. We've had the inability to be consistent in providing just consistently the best strains that people just keep coming back for more. But now we'll be able to do that. So it's a very good thing.
Yeah, that's really
awesome. And I'm hoping that we'll, another important part of us being able to grow is the cost of our product. We may be able to provide a bigger savings for our patients now that we're growing up.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. We know in Berkeley, California, some patients are getting their meds for free. Berkeley is giving away 2% a couple of dispensaries or something like that. But patients are getting free meds when they don't have, you know, the means to do so. And now that you grow your own, you will be able to definitely give the discounts to people that really need it. Because there are a lot of people on low-income programs here that can't afford it, you know.
That's so great.
Yes,
yeah.
We're doing that already right now. We've got, we try to do it on Tuesdays, and just yesterday we had our best strain that we grew ourselves, and we were selling it for $10 a gram. It's a very, very low price here in town.
What is it?
What strain was it? It was Northern Lights with Skunk.
Yeah.
Tested at 19%. And we had it at $10 a gram.
Wonderful. Amen. That's awesome. See, people deserve good quality medicine at a good price.
Now, you guys also have a Facebook page that your social media is always important because I know a lot of people kind of follow it like that and they don't read their emails, but they definitely follow the social media. So you guys are on Facebook?
Yes, we are. We're all over the place. I have the best marketing director out there, and it's so much fun because we interact on a daily basis with our clients, and that's so cool to get advice from them, sometimes criticism from them, but if we get criticism, we just try to satisfy their needs. So.
Yeah, absolutely, and they're only doing it to make you a better place.
Right, yeah. And we are listening.
Well, that's good because the patients, you know, that's where they go back to where people are actually listening and improving upon, you know, what they can do. Now, you mentioned the council meeting last night. Can you tell us a little more about were there any more grow options for people, the 25-mile rule, anything else happened we should know about?
Yes, so the grow can be unlimited in Tucson, and now we will be able to offer a delivery service to our patients.
Awesome.
That just got passed last night. We're working on that this morning. So the hours of operation will be extended, I think, from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. What else?
Wow.
Those are the three major things. Delivery system, extended hours of operation, and then the grow.
Yeah, unlimited grow. That's great. Well, that's fantastic. Do you guys have an infusion kitchen? Are you working on that as well?
Yes, we do. Well, we don't have it yet, but now that we were allowed, that's another thing that was changed, is that we could have a kitchen either in the dispensary or in the grow cultivation room. So we're getting started on that.
So we're going to be seeing some new products.
So much to do.
Yeah.
You're busy. We're so lucky to have you on because we had Belle and I had so many questions for you. With the new kitchen, you have seen some new products, correct?
Oh, yes. I'm excited. We still don't have – we haven't picked our baker yet, but we're excited to get that part of the business going as well. And the deliveries. We do get a whole bunch of people that really have a hard time getting in there. People that are in wheelchairs or in walkers. And so we'll be able to deliver now to any patient, actually.
Oh, that's fantastic. And will you be extending your hours until 10 p.m.? 7 to 10?
Yes,
are you going to...
Yes, we're. I have to hire a whole new crew, but we'll get there. Yes, we'll be open from 7 to 10.
Awesome. And what else are you doing as far as community events and things like that? What else are you participating in?
Well, that's a great question, and the answer to that is I'm not sure. I know that our marketing lady is. Florence is very busy. I think she picked, during this event, she picked the World Care Organization, and we gave them a donation that evening as well.
Oh, fantastic. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The event, I have to say, was one of the greatest things I've ever seen, you know, and we were really happily surprised at the amount of people that came out. And we were also surprised at the amount of people that didn't know about it that really want to see another one really soon. It's surprising how many people didn't know about it and how many people that came. Awesome marketing.
I know, it is. And the good news about this event is that the word will spread.
Yeah.
And maybe next time we'll have to have it in a park somewhere or, you know, a bigger venue because... The point is to keep having these things, to keep offering education and just giving back to the community. They're so loyal. The patients are so loyal.
They are. And a lot of times, you know, 6 o'clock in the evening is a hard time for people with physical challenges. That's the end of their day, and they're exhausted by that. So we'll have to kick it off at 11 and go until 11. There you go.
Yes, I'll have to have you help me coordinate it, Kim.
You betcha. We're on that one.
Well, Vicki, you and your staff are definitely leading a way that people are getting excited, and we're very excited about it. I'm very grateful about being a patient of you guys', and I always enjoy your products whenever I was there. I was just telling someone the other day to go get the vape pen that you guys have. You have a company working with. It's the little hash oil, which, you know, really makes it throughout the day. It really is nice.
Tell us some of the new products you have in there, because
we got to meet a lot of them.
The company, the Bong chocolates, they were giving away the vape pens that you could go and get filled at your dispensary. Tell us about those and what new products you have in there.
The vape pens are very nice. We have all kinds, and you know, the vape pens in itself have had a bad reputation of breaking all the time. But we have these little ones now that look just like the e-cigarette, and they're very reliable. And we have cartridges with liquid concentrate, and we can't keep enough of those in stock. And by next week, we're going to be having those cartridges with our own product. I think we're going to be bringing out... which one was it? Harijuana, made for liquid in liquid form. And so hopefully our own cartridges will be even better and stronger than the ones we're carrying. But that's just one item that we are carrying that people really like a lot because it's vapor, has no smoke, and it's very easy to carry around and, you know, medicate yourself.
Well, those are great, and I know that they are, the vape pens are hit or miss, you know, they're an awesome idea, but those little ones seem to be, the ones you have seem to be reliable, and if you went to the bong booth, They gave you the actual battery part of it.
You had to be a patient and show your card.
Yep.
But
and now you get 10% off.
Now we get 10% off. Now those are the coupons that we can use over at
Earth Healing.
Correct. Yes, and those bong chocolates are delicious, and they're very strong, and they're very well made, by the way. So we carry all of their product. I think we have 24 new strains in this week, which is really a lot, quite a few strains.
That's fantastic. That is a lot. That's a lot.
We carry juices and teas and chocolates and crackers and gummy bears and, oh my gosh, Tootsie Rolls.
So there
you
are a lot of
whatever we can find out there that's new, well, we try to carry it.
And so it sounds like you have a lot of choices for people that don't want to smoke, though.
Exactly.
We have
75 different edibles.
Yeah, that's wonderful because patients come in here and they don't want to smoke, and we send them over there and tell them there's a lot of options for them out there.
I was in there the other day. Mm-hmm. Thing of dried apricots that you guys had.
Wow.
And those were really, really nice. I never even thought about that, infusing dried fruit.
Why not? Fantastic.
Okay. You can do anything.
Sounds good. Well, Vicki, tell all the patients and all our listeners how to reach you and find out all about Earth Healing.
Okay, so we are everywhere. We're on Facebook. Our website is earthhealing.org. And we're at 2075 East Benson Highway. And right now we're open from 10 to 7, but I guess very soon we'll be open from 7 to 10.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And your own new strain.
And congratulations on all of that.
Yeah, congratulations.
Well, thank you to Tumbleweeds for all you guys do as well. And I'm very honored to be on your show.
Oh, well, it's been an honor having you, and we really appreciate what you do for the community. It's not an easy job, and it's, not often that you're thanked in it, and we really want to thank you for, we know the hours and the time that you put in. We probably don't know. You probably, get a couple hours of sleep a night.
You probably
need
some hours.
Yeah,
it's all worth it. It is all worth it. This is the best, the best job I've ever had.
Well, it shows. It shows, and it reflects in your dispensary, and definitely in this event that you held. And we're really excited for the next one. We really are.
It's fun and exciting being on the front lines of this, definitely.
Yeah.
On this whole.
Well, you guys will be the first to know when we're planning our next one.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for being on Tuesday, Wednesday. You guys are awesome, and we just love you and love your dispensary, and wish you all the luck in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take care, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Vicki.
All right. That was awesome. Vicki's such a wonderful lady, and the dispensary is just, they've had such a great success. And if you haven't been down there, 2075 East Benson Highway, get down there. It's a beautiful place, and you heard they've got 24 new strains coming up. They've got concentrated apricots.
Yeah. Dried fruit.
Dried fruit. That's
candy.
Just, yeah.
They also have their new signs up, which I was actually going to tell her. I said they look great. You can see them from a mile away.
That's awesome.
So they look really nice. You know where they're at now. For a long time, they had a little thing that said marijuana dispensary. It's a little A-frame sign that they had folks pointing out. But now they have their big, huge sign out in front.
With their logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so
great.
That is great. You know what else is great? This song.
This song.
Into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friends like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old. So it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peep game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Listen, the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Listen, the war on weed, the people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed,
only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. All right. We just had Earth Healing Dispensary owner Vicki Gucci Saavedra on, since they held the big medical marijuana for Tucson event. That was a couple weekends ago. It was fantastic. Giant educational event for Tucson. Couldn't ask for anything better. We want to tell you about a couple things coming up in town here. If you go to AZ4, number 4, normal, NORML.com, AZ4normal.com, right up their first announcement, the next meeting is September 13th, that's this Saturday, 3 p.m. to 4:20 p.m. It's at 3202 East 1st Street. Go in the back door. It's at the Ward 6 Council office. So just park on the side there or around that area and go in the back. You'll see everybody congregating and chatting, chit-chatting outside. That's a great meeting. It's a great place to get politically aware and get educated. And they have guest speakers and news and information about what's happening locally in this beautiful town in this state. And Tumbleweed Health Center is actually going to be a part of the AIDS Walk this year again. We missed out last year, but we're back in the game this year. It's October 12th. Come out and support your community. We love to be a part of our community, so we're really excited to get out there. And we walked it last year. We just didn't have a table there. So we will this year. So come and see us. Opening Saturday for certifications. Tumbleweed Health Center will be opening soon for certifications. Wow. Yeah, on Saturdays. Woo-hoo.
You know, with those Saturdays, are you going to have anything special going on those days?
Yeah, we're open Saturdays. Yeah, that's
so
it. Yeah, we're open.
The
yeah.
same good time.
Yeah. The
same
fact that
time.
We're here on a Saturday.
Educational.
That's a great special.
Good.
Yeah,
awesome.
And we might do some classes during the time you're open too. It just depends. Check
good.
It out. Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. And there is a new local company called AllBuds. .com. We want to check them out. We want to, love those girls. They were at the event giving out some free cool swag. They gave out some really cool containers for your concentrates and some fancy grinders that you could wear as a necklace. And it was really neat.
I actually sent a few older folks over there.
AllBud.com.
Yeah, they wanted to know what the different strains did to them because they were trying to find a specific one that helped out with a specific condition. And I said, those girls will be more than happy to show you how the site works. They said, are you computer inclined? And they said, yes. So I just said, I just wanted to show them, you know, they can get card. And,
are you computer savvy?
My grandma?
No.
I'm just saying, she's 92 years old. She does not touch a computer.
And nor does she have to. Nor does she have
Nor
to.
Nor does she have to.
If she doesn't.
Now, my mom, 74-year-old.
Mom's 74?
Yeah.
I don't think
wow.
so. Like
she's a mover and a pusher. And
she
knows the computer inside and out. But my grandma, 92. So you have to kind of worry about some of the ones that, you know, might not be so computerly inclined.
That's when they go over to the grandkids and they say, Sonny, get me on that computer.
Show me.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
AllBud.com. So it's a great new place to find out about strains, find out where tumbleweeds is, find out where your local dispensaries are.
What the cannabis will do to you.
Yeah. If you've got a migraine, type it in and they'll suggest a strain for you. It's really fantastic.
Other people who have tried that strain?
Yep. You know, we get a lot of great news from Culture Magazine. We love them. We also get a lot of great news from azmarijuana.com. We got an article from their website. It says 58% of Americans say legalize cannabis. According to an online civil science poll, over 450,000 Americans, that's 58% of respondents, support regulating marijuana in a manner similar to alcohol. The majority of respondents reported that they would support a law in their state that would legalize, tax, and regulate marijuana like alcohol. Only 35% of respondents reported that they would oppose such a change in law. Another recent poll of responses found even stronger support for marijuana legalization, with 61% of respondents fully agreeing with marijuana law reform. The civil science survey is not a scientific poll, although its findings are very similar to those reported by the Gallup in 2013, when 58% of respondents reported that they supported marijuana legalization. Furthermore, in April, the Pew Research Center reported 54% of Americans supported legalizing marijuana. We love that. And why not?
I think people are understanding that it's not as bad as everyone thought it was.
Yeah. Well, along with Santa Fe, Pennsylvania is getting ready to decriminalize marijuana as well. There's just all sorts of Maine. There are a bunch of cities in Maine that want to decriminalize. It's a fever. It's the can of fever that's spreading across this country.
And that's a good one, Batman.
Yes, you like it?
The fever.
They got fever.
The cannabis fever.
Well, Robert Platshorn says, it's a show.
And
And he's free.
He's a free man.
And it's a show. This isn't a lecture. It's not anything else but a show.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. You know what? There was an article I read. Where was it? I like to go to Google, and I just type in weed, and then I type in cannabis, and then I type in par, and then I type in ganja, and then we just find out, you know, all these different things. What did I find out? There are a lot of ganja supporters that are in Jamaica that are supporting pressure to lawmakers and farmers. They want them to start growing more. Mm-hmm. So it's a... If you want, you can do that, or you can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com to check out the news section. AZ for Normal has a new forum. You can actually discuss the news with different folks on their forum. Or you can come down to AZ for Normal. You can this Saturday. You can come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and get certified. $85 for your first time, $65 for renewal, least expensive here in town. And get educated. This place is just awesome. You walk in and it's just a gargantuan room of education. We've got a lending library. If you don't can't afford to buy a book, not everybody can. We've got books that you can borrow.
Cookbooks.
Books on science, education, law, growing.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's some of you that are still growing out there. And in fact, the folks come January 1st, there are going to be more folks that are growing out there because the 25-mile rule will be extended.
Very nice. That's exciting.
Also come January 1st, PTSD will finally be accepted. Woo! In our
bullseye.
In our state, we don't like it. Woo! Yeah! There you go, bell for bell, sir. Okay, someone should take the sound effects out of my hand. I'm just going to put them over here so you don't steal them, because I know you're going to.
No.
It's fun. This is great. We love educating everybody about cannabis, because that's our job. We are so fortunate to be able to sit here in this great country of ours and talk about whatever we want, whenever we want, and to share all the wonderful news that we know about cannabis. We have a personal story. We have a friend of a friend of a friend whose child is now going to start trying cannabis for their ailments. They're 3 years old.
He's three years old.
Yeah.
He has terminal cancer. And
it's terminal cancer.
They're going to start cannabinoids to see if that will help. And it should.
Yeah.
Because there's some studies to prove what happens to the cancer cells when you have cannabinoids inside of you. So we're just really pulling for him. His name is Howie.
Send prayers for Howie.
Good vibes and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep him strong.
Oh, and to keep the family strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just, that's
and
great they're trying it. Oh, and we will send a lot of prayers to Howie. It's so sad when such a youngster gets, you know, affected by something like that. They just don't understand. And they just don't feel good. And that's hard for mom and dad to have to deal with that. We've seen a lot of stories and seen it firsthand, so...
Mm-hmm.
Prayers for Howie.
Mm.
Did you know? We're going to talk about something fun here for a second. You can win a $100 gift card to an Arizona dispensary. I know it. Check it out. Check this out. AZMarijuana.com.
That's a beautiful dispensary.
Yeah, I don't know where that is. Another free giveaway by AZMarijuana.com has begun. This new giveaway is for $100 dispensary gift card. As always, the giveaways are free to enter and win. Anyone 18 or older can enter to win the gift card, but in order to use the gift card, the person must have a valid Arizona medical marijuana card, which you can get it from the retail center. The gift card can be used at either of any of the dispensaries. There's either Nature's AZ Medicine's two dispensary locations. The gift card user can purchase marijuana, edibles, or other products such as pipe bongs, vaporizers, accessories, and the giveaway ends on September 30th, so go to azmarijuana.com and enter to win a $100 dispensary gift card.
That's so awesome.
That is so much fun. I love it.
Now, it was just at those two locations, and those are probably up in Phoenix, I'm guessing?
Yeah, that's what it says. There are details. Let's see. Click here to enter and win. Well, we'll let you guys do that because we're going to avoid pop-ups and see it's already happening right here. Silly pop-ups. Firewall warnings are happening. All right. This is not Weekday Wednesday. okay. This is Weekday Wednesday.
Back to the show.
No more pop-ups. So if you have any new information, if you want your product reviewed on air, if you want your strain reviewed on air, give us a call, 646-915-8421. You can shoot us an email at thptucson@gmail.com. You can come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and get certified. Check out all the materials they have down here. There's a great little accessory spot down here. We've got accessories for your concentrates. Cool little oil slip containers that will not keep your concentrates. These are non-stick. You don't want
to
give
really nice.
Your
you know how you've been
away.
Digging at that bottom of that glass for a long time.
Oh, the plastic that they put it in, you know, it sticks to it and you can't get it out. So these are stick-free. Medical-grade stick-free containers. So come down and get them. We've got vaporizers, all-in-one vaporizers that will vaporize your dry herbs, your concentrates, and your e-juices, so your oils and waxes and dabs and all that stuff. Yep. We've got new pipes and bongs made by local artists, which is also great. We've got new raw papers. You know, you want to use products that are healthy for your system.
And always my
organic
favorite.
Organic hemp papers.
The hemp wick.
Organic hemp wick. Instead of lighting your pipe or bowl with a butane lighter, light this wick and use that to fuel your fire. And you won't be breathing in butane. Fuel your fire. I'm just about to raise the doors now. Don't let me do it. yeah, please, thanks. So when you go to the dispensaries and you are going to get some concentrates, make sure you ask for the ones that are chemical-free, what do they call it, non-solvent. You don't want the chemicals. High Times had a great article in their, I don't know if it was in their 40th, isn't that a beautiful cover?
That is a beautiful cover.
In their 40th magazine here, but they said if you can smell the chemicals in it, if you can taste it, then just don't do it. Just don't do it because it's not healthy for you. And you don't want that stuff in your system. You don't want to compromise an already compromised system. There are people that have very sensitive systems. They're allergic to a lot of things, and chemicals will just throw them over the edge. We don't want to do it. So be careful when you're getting your concentrates, but enjoy them. We've heard a lot of people say that they're used for very acute cases. So if you've got a migraine or something comes on very quickly, the concentrates have such a high level of THC, 50%+, that you can get rid of, those really serious acute cases quickly with a concentrate. Mm. Otherwise, if you're smoking or anything like that.
Well, take longer if it's smoking.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, check out TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com. There's an article, a lot of articles there, but I really love the one about the hemp guitar. I think that's really great use of another alternative use of cannabis. If you didn't know, tuning in late, they're making guitars out of hemp now. It's awesome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. You betcha. Good talk. All right.
Good talk.
So you can also check out, we also love the folks at Culture. This is an awesome magazine. Go to I Read Culture. They've got news of the weird. They've got news of cannabis. They've got recipes. You went into Earth Healing and got dried apricot pieces infused with cannabis.
I did.
I mean, you made it. It's out there.
I think each one was 10
milligrams. That's nice.
And so it really was. I've been enjoying edibles throughout the day and not smoking so much because the edibles don't hit my head.
That's
it's more of my body.
More body high.
And
it lasts longer.
It takes my pain away all day long. So
it's more convenient too.
It is more convenient.
You don't have to go anywhere, go outside to smoke or vaporize. You can just pop in a gummy and you're good to go. Or take a bite of brownie. Just one bite, folks.
Yeah, just sometimes.
Just one bite.
That's all you need. You know, the other thing I was telling people about is when you're medicating, there's times and places to get, heavily medicated. When you're going to sleep, you're at home. But throughout the day, you're doing stuff, there is no reason for you to be
so medicated,
that you can't move. But, everyone's got a different tolerance to this this plant. And different when it's ingested in different ways, it can also be different for everyone. So we just say, if you're going to be trying this out for the first time, edibles, tinctures, concentrates, be at home when this is all being done. Don't be heading out the
door.
Start
slow.
Start slow.
Just like with cooking, you can always add, but you can't take away.
Right.
So don't do that to yourself.
You know how this works with your body first,
Yeah.
This is something that...
Well, there are a lot of newcomers to the field here, and a lot of questions to be answered by them, and that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for education, questions, needs. So, we're just about out of time here.
Well, thanks, Bill, for doing this radio show. So.
Thanks, Cannabis King. Thanks, Space Queen.
Thank you, Belstar.
Thank you, Space King and Tech Guy. This is Space Queen and Space King.
Last.
Well... We don't want to see that. No. They're going to come back to town, for sure, at some point and visit. Or, look, Space Queen's like, I don't think so.
Or they're heading out. They're heading out.
So maybe this is their last in-house show. But we're going to have them live from Florida and from across the country. They're going to find out. Remember, Space Queen took this challenge on. Each state they pass through this beautiful nation, they're going to find out the rules of what they can and cannot do with their medical cards and what each state does and does not allow with medical marijuana. They will take notes and they will report back as
like
soon as they
homework.
Get to Florida. Oh, it is. It's cannabis homework.
This is your mission?
Man.
Do you choose to accept it?
This sounds like an effort, man.
This is going to be effort, man. This is going to be a great effort. You are going to be reporting.
You guys are
going to
definitely have something to do in each state that you can just get on it and find out really quick.
Take your notes and here's the
phone. Oh,
or
that's the best thing
you're
to do. That's the best thing to do. Find out before you go because each medical card has
too far
a
out
different
of your way. It'd be like,
reciprocity in state.
I was like, if you guys go through Colorado, you know, Florida's not
it's not so close.
Colorado's not on the way to Florida.
Right.
I know.
Well, don't forget about this weekend's AZ Sonoma meeting, Saturday, 3 p.m. And don't forget, we're going to be at the AIDS Walk October 12th. Don't forget to come down and get certified. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103, Monday through Friday, 10 to 3. It's going to be open Saturday. Come say howdy. Come buy some accessories. Come get educated.
Come on down.
Just come on down. Come down and see the Tumbleweed Show. This is a show. We would like to thank you for tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday each and every week. This is a wonderful opportunity for us. We feel honored and blessed to be here. Cannabis Kid, Bell Star. We would like to thank Blog Talk Radio.
Growers House.
Accurate Med Testing.
Culture Magazine.
Yeah, azmarijuana.com. Studio C.
Tumbleweed Health Center.
And Vicki from Earth Healing for taking the time to be on our show and to tell us about Earth Healing Dispensary and some more surprises seen coming from them.
And Earth Healing and the staff for putting on such an awesome event.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Remember,
be smart.
Be safe.
And educate.